get it.
Look around. They are Christian. No, they're no longer Christian. They no longer follow Jesus. They follow the devil 100%.
Yes, this is the Retro Hardcore Radio Show. Yeah, I'm host V, and we are talking about, you know, all the underhandedness that's coming along with this COVID-19 pandemic. Yeah, imagine a multi-billion-dollar industry being blackmailed into cutting off its content because it gives people an option for freedom, financial freedom. Because the way I see it, you know, if you're going to be dumb, if you're going to be one of these people that just supports the government no matter what they say, trust the science even though they're not telling you any science, and you're going to follow their lead, well, you know what? I good for you. I would like, you know, I wouldn't say I would like it, but, you know, fine, I'll deal with having a whole different class of people who work for me. You can go work at McDonald's. Get your vaccine. Go work at McDonald's. Work my drive-thru. I have no problem with that, really. Be my delivery boy. Do all the stuff. While the smart ones of us are going to work from home, make our cheddar, and you could be a whole servant class of people who are going to be controlled, genetically modified, dumbed down, yada, you know, all that good stuff. You know,
what you just said right there is kind of scary, right? Because I'm thinking about what you're saying in real time, and I'm like, all right, I remember the Animatrix when they had, like, the robot butlers, but then before we get there, we have these people who are, like legit zombies, like The Walking Dead. they're gonna be like, because to blindly trust authority too is not always a good thing. These people are already brainwashed as it is, and then when they're taking these multiple jabs that nobody knows what the ramifications are of, and then plus, even if it was a great vaccine, well, does it have any thimerosal? Does it have any mercury? Does it have any insect DNA in there? Does it was it researched using aborted fetal cells? I mean, yeah, I don't know. If it works so good, why are you getting the second shot, third shot? They didn't have that with polio, right? Just hit one shot and you were good. Oh, that's wrong. Actually, one shot, the polio vaccine made you die. It caused cancer and it lost a lot of people their lives. So,
right.
Paths and yo, and we're gonna have like a slave. It's gonna be like legit slaves. Like it's gonna be like not a servant class. It's gonna be like a slave class of all the people that said yes to everything, and they got the fluoride and the vaccines and the GMOs, and they're gonna be drew. And then there's gonna be like different segments because everybody that is awake doesn't fit into one box, because there are the liberals that are awake, which are like the health conscious, vegan, spiritual conscious people, and they're not going to be having any of that. And then there's going to be like the redneck country QAnon people who aren't going to have any of that. And then there's going to be like this, the random free thinkers, the anarcho-capitalist, and you know, the people that are against the state. It's going to be quite an interesting mix of people in the future. And one of the ones that I see being the most successful, actually, I see them all being successful, because the conservative types are typically pretty entrepreneurial. The health conscious vegans are entrepreneurial. And you know, if you're repping in Capistan, you're definitely entrepreneurial. So it's going to be an interesting society we're going to start living in. But before we get to the robots, we're going to have like these dumbed down humans. It's going to be like Idiocracy, man. That's a scary thought, B. I had to sit there and think about that out loud. So yeah, thanks. That's going to be scary, dude.
The medical industry is going to boom, because people are going to come up with new genetic illnesses. They're going to be misdiagnosed, and people are going to be dying, and all their money is going to be sucked out of their middle class situation. They're not going to be middle class anymore.
We need to go into the grocery store, and I just ate a donut, so I'm a hypocrite, so I can't do this. I ate two donuts, but what we need to do to these vaccine people, and you know, I think about this too, this is a separate issue, right? Like, I'll go into places, and randomly I'll still see people, like, wearing masks, but you can tell also that, like, they're, like, the same person that will get that have already got the vaccines, so why are you wearing the mask? I'm going to start asking people, hey, why are you wearing a mask? The CDC says we don't have to. Are you not vaccinated? And if you are vaccinated, why are you wearing the mask? But what we need to do is we need to demand our health, and we need to go into these supermarkets. And when we see these stupid triple maskers who've already got the vaccines, we need to start taking all non-whole food, superfood, GMOs out of their carts and saying, you're destroying herd immunity for us right now. That is not a healthy choice. You're endangering my life right now. Put that back and see how they react.
I love the way you think, Will. Yes.
Well, I stole that from him, so don't give me any credit. But And that's honestly what we need to do. One of these vaccine people out there smoking a cigarette, smash it to the ground and stomp it out. You're destroying humans' herd immunity. You're ruining our perfect eugenics plot. What the hell, right? I mean, you can't have you can't drink chocolate milk. You can't, after a hard day, you can't have a beer unless it's Michelob and it only has 160 calories or whatever. Like, they want us to be a bunch of slaves drinking Bud Light Lime margaritas, dog. And I'm not having it. I'm not having it, dog.
And you know, the kind of people who are going to be, the kind of people who are going to be working out in public, especially with your children, you got to think, if they're going to fall for the vaccines, what other kind of BS are they into? What else do they think that they know? And you know, these people believe in things religiously. What do they think they know? Let's go down an example.
I'll give you the first example that liberals think they know. I'm talking to white liberals here. They think that they could be the winning contestant on Dave Chappelle's I Know Black People. White liberals, they think they know black people so good. It's so funny because they think they know what's best for black people. They think they should legislate things for black people. They take a very large vocal stand for black people. But it's funny because I know a lot of these people. I see a lot of them at protests and rallies, and they're on their Facebook and their TLB talk and their Twitter profiles. And it's interesting because they don't have any black friends. They don't have any pictures with black people. They don't. But they think they know what's best for black people.
These people think they know what's best for everybody. Let's go to clip four here, and we can talk on it some more.
What's going on, everyone? Jeremy here from The Quartering, and I know news is kind of slow lately, but I have seem to have found a little bit of content that you all seem to like, and that's dunking on weirdo teachers. You know, the era of distance learning, Zoom class, and smartphones have really brought forth the cream of the crazies, and they've risen to the top. Every time I see a new video like this, I know that it's time to consider homeschooling. Now, I don't have any children, but if I did, I would strongly consider homeschooling, because these teachers are literally insane. I don't remember anything like these wackadoos when I was in elementary school, but I don't really remember anything about elementary, middle, or high school. Is that normal? I have like one memory from middle school, almost none from elementary, and very few from high school, and like none from college. Maybe everything they say about that plant is true. Anyway, this beautiful specimen is brought to you by, as you may have found yesterday, Libs of TikTok. That's right. We have these people. These are the people you entrust your two-year-old to. Now, this is somebody who runs, I think, preschool? Let's see. By the way, dude, I know I'm not the picture of health, but your teeth, this is an issue. Like, brushing your teeth is something that, like, come on. They're darker than your hair.
Story time. This has been my first year in preschool with a class of my own.
She probably attends preschool, but you have your own class. I suppose you don't talk to them about hygiene.
Teaching alongside another queer neurodivergent educator, and we have been rocking our two's class.
Rocking.
We've been talking about gender and skin color and consent and empathy and our bodies and autonomy. It's been fabulous.
This is preschool. You know, when kids are still filling their diapers.
But our teaching team is shifting, and a new person is being onboarded, someone with many years of experience. Mm. So today at the lunch table, the topic of gender and genitals came up.
At what lunch table in preschool does that come up? You know why it came up? Is because your creepy rear brought it up to preschoolers. I think that means you're like 4 or 5?
One of our students plainly looked up and said, "But I know that Teacher Ko isn't. No, they're NB." And the look on the incoming teacher's face was priceless. She was shocked in a good way, and she just...
Wait, this woman doesn't even wash her hands. Do you see this? She doesn't brush her teeth. She doesn't wash her hands. Look at it. It's full of filth. Paint, finger paints, maybe.
This class is incredible, and I am so impressed.
Are you teaching preschool to teach kids or to impress other people? Oh, and it gets worse. The very same teacher asks, "Legal friends, what kind of waiver release would I need to create a safe space to talk to youth," we're talking about preschoolers, "about kink away from their parents?" Why on earth would this person be trusted with anybody's children? Could you imagine your kid coming home from preschool? Preschool is only half the day, right? Or is that kindergarten? Kindergarten's half a day. I imagine preschool is too. And says, "Oh, mommy, what'd you learn in school today?" "Oh, BDSM." From their Instagram. "Working at a preschool has provided me with a ton of formal early education, early childhood education, which is in direct benefit to the families I work with in opening up appropriate intergenerational dialogue around relational identities such as polyamory and kink. You can check out some of my educational writings on early childhood development on my Patreon." This person seems like a ped to me. What do you people across the pond call them? A nonce? "Works at a school that is just as crazy as she is." Oh, okay. Well, they don't care. "Update, I had someone call, and before he even finished the sentence, the woman who answered said she doesn't work here anymore and she never taught that curriculum. She was unaware that this teacher stopped working there." She was unaware of when. Her LinkedIn still says she worked there. So she got fired. I wonder why. I wonder why. On what planet is this conversation happening? Here's Melissa Chen. Melissa's Iron Law of Woke. "There was a time when anyone with a septum nose ring was just easy. Now it's a sure sign of woke, gender-confused insanity." Why don't I follow Melissa? She plays magic. I just... Adult star friends, do you have kids? Would you ever need childcare? I was raised as positive and would love to help your kid. What? At what point, this woman needs a bath. At what point are we going to stop letting weirdos around our kids? Like, I remember, like, my art teacher was kind of out there. I think she had armpit hair, you know, and she just let us do what we want. That's what, like, a crazy teacher was when I was young. Now, apparently, they want to lecture preschoolers on kink. There's another teacher. What if I told you that there was another teacher that is even more insane? I don't know how all of these weirdos infiltrated the school system, but they're here. They're everywhere, and they need to be fired. Here is a teacher teaching biology who's also been fired. Parents, tell your kids they need to record their teachers all the time. And if a teacher is worried about getting recorded, then you ask why. Utah student recorded the teacher lecturing about politics, LGBT, the poke, and swearing at students. She mocks Trump, saying Trump sucks and he's a moron. Also told her students to turn off Fox News. Here's the full video. I'm not going to play it. Interestingly, in 2016, at the same time, she was also fired for saying the word Bob. So fired twice. A parent of the student in the teacher's class posted this on Facebook. My son is in the class, in this class, and has a video as well. We emailed the principal and I'm furious. She taught for 30 minutes on the correct pronouns for genders, them, they, all of that. I don't care that people go by these pronouns, but she is a chemistry teacher and only should be teaching chemistry. She even told the class that all those who aren't poked should go straight to HE double toothpicks. And get this, she told the class they didn't need their parents' permission to get the poke. They should go behind their backs and get it. Here's her teaching biology.
Literal biology. If somebody comes and tells you, just male is this.
Oh, yeah. Male, yeah, you can be a female with a dong. Yeah, only in your weirdo world. School board member just announced that teacher has been fired.
Okay. So, do you understand why these people don't want you working from home? You know, if you work from home, you can homeschool your kids.
Mm-hmm. That's the biggest point is of everything. You got to homeschool your kids. You have to homeschool your kids. People are saying, oh, the sexualizing of kids is bad. Oh, critical race theory is bad. Oh, Common Core is bad. No, the schools in general, they're bad. They might do some new different things that are bad, but you need to get if you have kids, you need to do everything within your power to get them out of state-controlled schools. It'll totally ruin them. I mean, I was listening to David Icke talk about how it does say something about the human consciousness, the fact that so many people like you and me, V, and Mikey, and all the other people listening, we've went through the programming, we've went through the public schooling, and we're resilient, and we saw through the fog. You know, I had a helping hand out of this. But it's absolutely crazy what they're doing in schools. And now, I have no problem with the teaching people proper pronouns, how to respect people, even if you are a chemistry teacher. I have no problem with the chemistry teacher saying Trump is a moron and turn off Fox News. But she should be doing that in her personal time because Trump is a moron and we should shut her off not just, but so is Biden, but we should also not just shut off Fox News. We should shut off CNN and MSNBC as well. If you want to tell kids that, tell them on your personal time. But I agree. That bitch signed up to teach chemistry. Teach chemistry, bitch. I mean, it's what you can, you know, the first day of class, freaking give introduction. Hey, we have some other people. This is how they want to be treated. There's absolutely nothing wrong. Up with me says, hey, I want to be, call me this. All right, well, I mean, I even have friends before that, nicknames, or I don't like this name. My dad gave me this name. It sounds weird. You know what I'm saying? Call me this. All right, call people what they want to be called. I have no problem with that, or even spending time on that. But yeah, you're paid to do chemistry. It's crazy. The one thing I didn't get from this in the worst thing that chick said was, oh yeah, you can go behind your. I don't know what's worse, saying you know, 7-year-old, you can change your gender, or you can go behind your parents' back to make medical decisions like getting a vaccine that nobody knows the ramifications of. But this lady got suspended for saying the word Bob. What does that mean?
That one I have no clue about. If anybody knows, call into the show and let us know what Bob signifies.
Real quick, because I know you want to have a jab at this, a poke at this. you will. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. One more time, that number is 512-248-8252. And tonight's broadcast is brought to you by TLBTalk.com, the brand new social media platform. Help brought to you by V. It's censorship free. All the old groups, documents, people, they're over there on TLB Talk. You can download it on Android and Apple. So go to TLBTalk.com, get the app. And if you want to call in, 512-248-8252. And visit us online, republicbroadcasting.org. All of our past casts are there, and you can listen live. So give us a call.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be homeschooling because luckily for me, I'll be able to have the ability to do so. I work from home, so I'll definitely be raising my kids from home as well. But see, this is why they don't want you working from home. This is one of the reasons. Now, these are just the teachers who got caught. These are the teachers who are, these are the people who are dumb enough to come on social media and say what they're doing, for one. And then these are the people who rant and rave like Hitler in the classroom.
Remember, V, did you ever see the clip from a couple years ago where this one lady, with this one teacher, she was, she had a picture of Trump up on like the projector board and she had like a squirt gun? She's like, funny dog. She was like pretending to kill Trump on. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't like Trump either. He's a moron, he's a narcissist, he's a sociopath, war criminal, pedophile, protector. But I mean, when you're acting stupider than the kid you're supposed to teach and throwing a hissy fit,
professionals from college
about this, please, dog.
School
used to be, I remember even my dad telling me that, like, he went to Catholic school, and I even remember my grandma, I remember even like my older relatives that went to public schools saying, even when they were going to school, like, everyone paid attention, you stood up straight, like, if you got something wrong, a teacher or a nun would wrap your hands with a ruler, you know what I'm saying, they'd embarrass you, you know what I'm saying, it was a strict disciplinarian form of control. Now, that's one end of the spectrum that's not good, too. You know, you don't want kids to be, you know, obedient slaves. But the other thing, I mean, it may be even worse that you've got somebody, like, going ballistic with the squirt gun on a president. It's just weird. It's just super, super weird. Have you guys heard of unschooling?
Unschooling. Tell us.
Well, unschooling's pretty cool. I can't speak to it super well, but what I do know is it's basically kids will gravitate towards what they want to do. And it's actually like the lack of structure whatsoever. So if the kid's like, oh, I want to go fishing, you take them fishing. Or I want to go to the observatory, you take your kid to the observatory. I want to read, Dad. Buy me books, Dad, or whatever it is. You just nourish and facilitate whatever they gravitate towards. So you're not, like, you know, giving them any lessons or anything like that. Something new. I'm checking into it. Seems interesting. I'm definitely a proponent of homeschooling for sure, no matter what. But unschooling is something that people should look into. I need to look into it more, as a matter of fact. But the bottom line to me is, yeah, V, and I agree with you, you know, we were having a lot of people realize during coronavirus, hey, I can teach my kid. It's so funny how some of these backhanded memes were like, oh, now people realize how hard it is to be a teacher. Oh, yeah. You get the kids from
what? It's hard because these people want to bring in their belief system instead of sticking to the curriculum. And if you got a problem with the curriculum, you need to bring the curriculum before a board of parents and let the parents approve. And that's what teachers are not doing.
Controversial statement right here. Being a teacher is not hard. Being a good teacher is hard, but being a teacher is not hard. Being a teacher in modern day society is, reading from the book that they already have plotted out for you. Here's what you're going to teach them today, and here's the questions to ask them afterwards, and here's the ditto. You're not doing anything. You're just regurgitating what the corporatocracy has told you to say. You're just a mouthpiece for the man, for the Bilderberg group. And you're literally, my brother's a teacher, and I was showing him, dog, this guy's from the Council on Foreign Relations writing the tracks that you're teaching these kids. Now, to be a good teacher, yeah, you're right, V. You're going to have to do things like that. You have to go above and beyond. A good teacher requires a lot more nowadays, but being a regular teacher nowadays is nothing. Now these Hubbards, they're comfortable off Zoom. They go in, they teach a couple kids an hour, boom, and you can't control kids for an hour, and the kids switch after that. You get out early, you get the summers off, you get a crazy union, and you don't even have to teach them anything. You just tell them what the book tells you to tell them. You're just regurgitating. So it's not hard to be a teacher. It's hard to be a good teacher.
And you know, bringing in this, I just the idea. Now, there's the good teaching. I remember back in the day. Oh wow. Well, I had some cool teachers. I remember doing middle school, okay. Sex ed. Oh, man. We had this curly-haired, redhead gym teacher, you know, get all the boys in the classroom. And it's, you know, I... one of my friends, we were all giggling. And one of my friends was like, hey, teacher, what's... We push him to do this. Hey, what's masturbation? And my instructor there, sex ed instructor, he was like, well, if you think I'm going to show you, you are nuts. Now, these days, I don't know what their answer would be. Oh, this is how you do it. Just, you know, I don't want my kids learning that from some... What?
People this is why the people from the generations past, even if you're just one generation to pass, I can't believe they're teaching their kids this and they're teaching that. What do you expect? You let them teach me and V sex ed in school, and even before that, they're teaching, the government is teaching your kids about sex, and has been. It's not a new thing. How creepy is that?
But the teacher, my point is, though, at least, you know, it was great. It was like there were some boundaries, at least, saying, I'm not going to show you, I'm not going to tell you what masturbation is. That was the correct answer. Now, and there was none of this, there's this sex and there's that sex. Okay, that simply did not happen. That wasn't even a subject that was even brought up. It was never thought of. Nobody had to go through that those trials there with that information. And you know, when you have good teachers, I know. I went to some privileged white schools. Okay, February, Black History Month, the principal, black man, Mr. Hutchinson, one of the coolest guys you could ever meet in life. He actually took all the black kids in the school, which was enough to fill one classroom, and he educated us, and I learned so much about my history that, you know, none of the other teachers would have been capable of teaching us. You know, I learned everything, you know, from evolutionary standpoint, why our hair is different, why, you know, this and that, and, you know, and so it was great. But I consider myself one of the lucky ones. What about these schools that, again, are just going to have these teachers going to read from a book and tell us that the only thing we ever invented was peanut butter? You know, I learned a lot from Mr. Hutchinson's stuff. We invented the washing machine. We invented traffic lights. The first successful heart surgeon was done by a black man. You know, I learned so much that is not in the curriculum. So there are good teachers out there. This man deserves a medal, but there are the bad teachers out there. You set them aside, and I don't know the answer to this. I would like for someone to step up and let us know. Sex ed now, are they talking about multiple sexes? Are they talking about? I mean, just because you get silicone slapped in your chest does not make you a woman. Now, on the other side of that, I will be a hypocrite. I will be a hypocrite because if I end up, I don't know, in jail, murder, you know, come up on charges for murder or something like that, I get on bail, better believe I'm going to slap some silicone on my chest so I can go to a woman's prison. That's the only time I will be a hypocrite.
Well, you know, I could teach sex ed to all the kids. Just take this soundbite right here. Sex ed, sex, side effects. You could have a baby or a crotch disease. That's it. That's what sex ed is right there. That's sex ed. Done. Pass and sex.
Or if you don't control your urges, you might turn to a rapist or a sex addict. Or not think about things in life that you need to think about.
That's interesting because the sex addict, right? Because now people go to counseling for sex addiction. It's a bad thing, but then there's also kink shaming. So wait till those two worlds collide. What's going to happen there? I'm going to see mass protests, and then the vape people are going to hit the streets. We're living in a weird world. Yeah, the government. You know, you really freaked me out, just reminded me. Like, I don't remember what happened in any of my sex ed class. I remember I probably did have one, at least one health class in maybe middle school, high school, probably one each talking about that. I don't remember what they said. You think I would probably remember when an adult is teaching you about sex or stuff like that or whatever. I'd be very curious to see what the curriculum was and is now. You're right, V. And when they started teaching that in school anyways, man, that's just super, super creepy that the government's teaching kids about sex, man. I mean, the government's out molested everybody, even the Catholic Church. So for them to be teaching people about sex is the pot calling the kettle black, I think.
Right. Well, so... yeah, we've got teachers going off the deep end telling you to go and get the friggin' jab. Go get the jab. Go behind your parents' backs. And you know, these are the same teachers that are, you know, that'll pry in your life. Oh, your parents, how your parents treat you? Where'd you get that bruise from? Oh, I got it, you know, playing soccer. No, your parents hit you. Your parents hit you. Don't tell a counselor that your parents hit you. And then next thing you know, you're dealing with CPS. Yep. These are the same people.
Don't do it, man. They'll do it for weed. Don't do it, man. Do not save yourself agony. And do not, if you got kids in public school, pull them out right now. Find a work from home job. Take coronavirus unemployment. Do what you have to do. Make it work. It's really that important. Because... you know, it's bad enough that there was, you know, maybe spent a class with me and V talking about, you know, safe sex, wrap up, if you this and that, da da da. But, you know, I'm very, very socially liberal. I'm one of the most socially liberal people that you'll ever meet. What you want me to call you by your pronouns? Absolutely. I have no problem with that. You want to do whatever you want, as long as it's not hurting anybody, that's fine. But when the Assistant Secretary of Health, when Joe Biden, when these teachers are literally saying that a 7- and 8-year-old can decide their own gender, chop off their penis, chop off their breasts, or get hormones, and some people saying without without parental consent, that's a no-no. That's pedophilia, that's child abuse, that's child rape. You could think of another 10 things to do that. And it's crazy that you have to worry about that. That would be the number one worry for me. The number one reason for me is, like, there's so many things that could go wrong. They could tell your kid wants to chop off your penis, or your kid...
But Will, can you believe that when I was in school, it was a huge issue, and I had to fight for my right to have ear piercings?
Yeah.
I had diamonds in my ears.
Even in public school, like, there was, like, certain dress codes. I don't know if you remember this. I'm still a few years older than you. But I remember going to school in, like, 92 to, like, elementary school or whatever. And kids that had the Bart Simpson shirts, they would have to put tape over some of the shirts that said, like, "Eat my shoe," or something like that, or "You suck," or something like that. Some stupid Bart Simpson. And they have to cover it up. And I remember even in public school, girls would get in trouble if they wore, at least when I was a kid, not when I was getting older, but girls would get in trouble if they, you know, wore something too revealing, or if guys looked like they had, like, some gang stuff on or whatever. And yeah.
Well, I had a t-shirt. I had a Bart Simpson t-shirt. It was a black Bart Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
On my shirt, it says, "You wouldn't understand, it's a black thing." I was banned from wearing that shirt.
What?
Yes.
Damn. See, nowadays, if that would have happened to you now, you would be rich for a racist lawsuit. Because that's just racism right there. It's not like he was saying anything like, "You suck," or something like that, which, whatever, that's not even that bad in the first place. Well, yeah, I mean, what's more 90s than a Bart Simpson shirt, or like a Looney Tunes shirt with a Team USA snapback and a big black starter jacket, man? Those are the days, man. Those starter jackets.
I had a t-shirt. It had a smiley face on the front. It had a tiny bullet hole in the forehead. On the back of the t-shirt, it was the back of the smiley face's head. It was completely blown out.
And you could wear that one, but sure.
I was like, "This is my Second Amendment, to free speech." Nope, I haven't. Wow. yeah.
Well, Bugs Bunny was wearing the jerseys and sagging with Daffy Duck, and they were in the B-boy pose. You remember those shirts? Oh, thank God! Thank God! Oh man.
Cross-dressing Bugs Bunny, you know, that was a problem back then. It's not a problem today.
But anyways,
we gotta move on here. Yeah, teachers telling you to go get the jab. And so, yeah, speaking of the jab, let's go ahead and hit this next clip. Clip one.
This morning, the hundreds of thousands of COVID breakthrough cases that have America on edge have now burst into the halls of Congress. Three vaccinated U.S. senators, Roger Wicker of Mississippi, John Hickenlooper of Colorado, and Angus King of Maine, revealing they've all tested positive. King noting in a statement, "While I'm not feeling great, I'm definitely feeling much better than I would have without the vaccine." Hospitals nationwide reeling from new COVID cases, with 9 out of 10 of those patients unvaccinated.
A young mommy, she left her husband and 3 little kids.
The Florida Hospital Association putting out this sobering PSA after reporting roughly 3 out of 4 hospitals in the state expect to reach critical staffing levels in the next 7 days.
What does that actually mean, critical staffing shortage?
It means they are not able to accept any additional patients. That's what we're worried about right now.
Some doctors say they're quickly losing patients for patients who refuse to get vaccinated. In Alabama, one doctor is now refusing to see patients who are unvaccinated, according to the Birmingham News. Dr. Jason Valentine reportedly writing, "If they asked why, I told them COVID is a miserable way to die, and I can't watch them die like that." In an op-ed for the LA Times, one physician describes a dying man under 50 with a wife and 2 young children who chose not to get vaccinated, writing, "Last year, a case like this would have flattened me. This year, I struggled to find sympathy. Yet as the White House looks to turn the tide by recommending booster shots.
If the two vaccine dosage is still working to prevent severe disease, hospitalization, and death, why is this third booster shot necessary?
We're starting to see in other countries that they're starting to see waning infection against more severe outcomes. And we're planning for it so we can be ahead of this virus.
And the U.S. is receiving criticism across the world right now for rolling out a booster plan while a good portion of the globe hasn't received one dose. Now, to that effect, President Biden says that we will have some 500 million doses distributed across the world by the middle of next year and that we're doing our part.
Absolutely disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. First of all...
Well, first off... Yeah, come on, let's start dissecting. Go ahead, Will.
Yeah. First of all, these idiots got the vaccine, they're still spreading. And then they, in their same thing, they blame us for it, and they have no sympathy for us. And then this idiot, Angus King of Maine, and by the way, Hickenlooper, he's a former Bilderberg member, Angus King of Maine, he's like, oh, yeah, it would have been much worse if I had not been vaccinated. How do you know that?
How do you know?
Idiot. How do you know that? It's not protecting you. They said we're going to wear masks. Everything that they say is backwards. Now the whole hotel, the hospitals are overwhelmed again. What is it? Which is it? I thought it was 14 days in the flatten the curve. Something is going wrong. But the major point here is these people can change things up on a dime. And we just listen to literally... Out of the same face, they'll tell you two different things in one report that make no sense whatsoever.
This report is 7 days old, by the way. Yeah. So I just to show you how much they're using fear tactics to get you to take the vaccines, because none of it's true. There's just no resurgence. Okay? It's fear tactics. And for this whole thing about doctors not serving people who are unvaccinated, quit your jobs. You just broke the Hippocratic Oath. Quit your jobs. You can't pick and choose your patients. Quit your jobs right now. You do not have people's best interest at heart. You're a hypocrite for not abiding by your Hippocratic Oath. Okay, that's the most ridiculous statement any doctor. And we had Luca Mino on here, and what did his doctor tell him? Oh, you know, I can't stand by and watch people dying this way. And then remember when Luca set him straight? Okay, does this vaccine do this? Does this vaccine have that? Yeah, okay, you're violating the Hippocratic Oath. Okay? It is absurd. And, yeah, people, whenever there's a surge of COVID cases, go and check your local hospital. Now, remember, when this stuff came out and they said all the hospitals were full, people were getting arrested for going to go and look at these empty hospitals.
The thing is, you're wrong at one point, though. Those hospitals were full. They were full of nurses doing TikTok videos.
And these nurses saying they're going to kill the patient. Did you see that one?
No. What is it?
Oh, man. There's a TikTok video of this nurse saying that she was going to kill her patients. Like, if she were to kill her patients, nobody would know.
Well, we had a woman come out coronavirus.
Yeah.
From the epicenter in New York, and she showed video and audio documentation of patients being murdered, of doctors saying, we'll just give it to them anyways, just put them down in an incubator, and falsely telling people that had COVID when they didn't. didn't make any difference, doesn't make any news. And the thing is, you could even give all this information that we have to the people that watch CNN and MSNBC and even the Fox people, especially the Fox people, and they're not going to do anything with it. A good 80%, they'll still just cling on to the official story because the brainwashing is that thick. I could sit there with one of my uncles, and I could provide him fact after fact after fact and all this stuff. Just roll his eyes. Because we're not dealing with that. We're dealing with the brainwashed populace. And like you said, B, these people are going to become dumbed-down servants of the state very soon. They're well on their way.
Yeah. It oh, my God. It's amazing. And you got to hold these people to what they say. You got to. They'll contradict themselves. Even if there's a fact that they can't hide, like people still getting COVID, supposedly still getting COVID while they're vaccinated. But it would have been much worse had I not had the shots. You, again, don't know. You may have come against the virus and not been affected at all if you didn't have the COVID shot. I've tested the waters, okay? I know I've not gotten sick. I know the BS. And I know the difference between a cold, a flu, and what should be the horrible effects of COVID-19. And I'm not seeing it. Like I said, I'm directly across from a clinic. Two big clinics, actually. To the biggest ones here. Every time there's a surge of COVID, people, stay in your homes, don't go anywhere, so you can see that we're not working. Yeah, these buildings are empty. I think they say there's a surge whenever they want a vacation or something. I don't know, because they're not.
You know, after filming the hospitals again, they're lying again. They're saying the hospitals are all full. We need to go call them on their bluff. We need to go back and do that.
And yeah, every hospital, people walk through the place with your cell phones. If you're scared, don't be scared. You know, whatever. Put some gloves on. Have your hand sanitizer. Put your mask on, and just go and
you're really you can and, do it legally and lawfully. Public sidewalk, and you're well within your means, and you won't catch COVID that way either.
Yeah,
believe in germ theory. You can just see how many cars in the parking lot, how many people are coming and going.
But you know what they'll say if there are no cars there. Oh well, I don't know. What would they say? Well, they're carpooling. What? Why? But you're supposed to be social distancing. Took the bus here. Well, why are you social distancing?
You do.
We're all vaccinated. Does it matter? We can't bust them and all the BS. That's all I know. You just cannot take what the mainstream media news says. But challenge the narrative. If you must challenge the narrative, go and see for yourself. I remember seeing all the tents here that were empty. Empty. They started putting carps over them and fenced them around with a guard. Still, parking lots are empty. You can't tell me those tents are full. So, you know, that's just what it is, I guess. You got anything else that you want to cover real quick before we end the show? Because we are running out of time.
Well, I'll just give you a couple 1 minute rundown of what I was going to talk about. Let's see. West Virginia woman pleads guilty to entering the U.S. Capitol. How are you going to plead guilty from entering the U.S. Capitol? That should be open at all times. I hate QAnon and that stupid BS, but How is a woman pleading guilty to walking in the Capitol building? Also, the potential parole of Sirhan Sirhan has me very, very excited. There's still some people that think that Sirhan Sirhan actually had something to do with the RFK assassination. He does not. If you want to debate me on that, the challenge is open. But one of the things I don't understand is the RFK's oldest son condemning the possible parole of Sirhan Sirhan, according to Associated Press. What's the friction there? Because RFK Jr., Robert Kennedy Jr., is on some pretty cool woke stuff. So what's the miscommunication in the Kennedy Kennedy family going on there, too? And then I have an article, too, that I want to cover tomorrow. It's a little tease for tomorrow. And we're going to have Titus Frost tomorrow. So find Titus Frost on BitChute. But how AI-powered tech landed man in jail with scant evidence. And this is kind of what V was alluding to earlier. So we're gonna cover that tomorrow, too, and a whole bunch of interesting stuff with one of the best internet researchers in the history of all time, one of the original Pizzagate truthers, Titus Frost. So I'm very excited. Looking forward to that one tomorrow night.
Okay. And, yeah, one more thing. I know on Facebook there was an anonymous group that got closed down. Anonymous group page. 12,000 members. 12,000 members. I've got an anonymous group page. Come join me on TLBTalk.com. That's TLBTalk.com. Okay? Guys, we're going to be able to do a lot from our social network. We got to have this free speech. If Facebook wants to, Facebook is just choke-jacking. That's what I think. They're choking themselves with the belt, and they're jacking off. They think it's a fantasy, thinking that they're going to control what everybody thinks. They're getting off on that. But they're really killing themselves. They're killing their own platform. And I'm going to let them do it. Everybody that is sick of Facebook, come on over to TLBTalk.com. So with that said, guys, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So please educate yourselves. Good night.
Red pill hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill. Take a red pill.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good.
That is good.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.